Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. And I'm Mike Hobart. This week, God Bless the Child.
Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
The song has become something of a secular hymn. Strange, then, that Billie Holiday's plaintive number, God Bless the Child, grew out of a row with her mother. But then, as Tony Bennett said of Billie Holiday, when you listen to her, it's almost like an audio tape of her autobiography. She didn't sing anything unless she lived it. God Bless the Child is attributed to both Holiday and the songwriter Arthur Herzog Jr., although they both later claimed sole credit for it. The song was hastily written in 1939. Holiday said she wrote it in a rage, after her mother refused to give her a small loan, at a time when Holiday was bankrolling her mother's restaurant. In her autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, Holiday says she wouldn't give me a cent. I was mad at her, she was mad at me, and then I said, God bless the child that's got his own, and walked out. Holiday stewed for 3 weeks before, as she put it, a whole damn song fell into place, and she rushed to Greenwich Village to ask Arthur Herzog to help sort out the tune. Holiday wrote, we changed the lyrics in a couple of spots, but not much.
Money, you got love. Lots of friends crowding round the door. When you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more.
But Herzog tells a different tale. According to Donald Clark's biography of Holiday, she told Herzog about the argument. And when she got to the part when she stormed off with the words, God bless the child, Herzog interrupted with, what's that mean? 20 minutes later, they had a song. According to Herzog, Holiday's only contribution, apart from the title and the story, was to take one note down by a half step. Herzog found a publisher the next day, although Holiday did not record the song until 1941, for the OK label with the Eddie Heywood Orchestra. It was a moderate hit and peaked at number 25 in the Billboard charts. The lyrics interweave Holiday's original spat with her mother into seeming folk mottos and biblical references. The opening lines, them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose, so the Bible says, and it still is news, echo St. Matthew's parable of the talents, for to all those who have, more will be given. But as the song progresses, the lyrics shift the parable into a different context. The line, rich relations give crusts of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much, captures survival in an unequal world. Holiday returned to the song several times before she died in 1959, aged 44. Once was with the Count Basie Band in 1950. A video clip shows her in front of the slowly swaying brass section.
Rich relations give crust of bread and such, You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have.
She sang the song differently every time, altering the phrasing, the placement, and the pitch. Yet she created, in the listener, the illusion that they were hearing each note exactly as it was originally written. Jazz instrumentalists later developed the song, though it took more than a decade for it to resurface. Sonny Rollins recorded it, first as an epic ballad on his album The Bridge in 1962, and later as a soulful canter over the new rhythms of funk on the album Horn Culture in 1973. Here's the version from The Bridge. Eric Dolphy gave a rippling, unaccompanied reading of the song on his album from the 1963 The Illinois Concert, which confirmed the bass clarinet as a jazz instrument. The jazz rock band, Blood, Sweat and Tears, included a sombre, soulful and brassy vocal cover of the song on their chart-topping, self-titled album in 1969.
And the strong seem to get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave.
The best-known vocal versions tend to be from singers paying homage to Billy. Diana Ross launched her film career capturing some of Holiday's fragile strength in the biopic Lady Sings the Blues in 1972. And Tony Bennett duetted with the digital ghost of Holiday on the track for his tribute album, Tony Bennett on Holiday, in 1997.
Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade.
Empty pockets don't ever make the bread.
Mama may have, Papa may have.
Jose James recorded a prowling, blues-laced version last year on his Holiday Songbook album, Yesterday I Had the Blues.
Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
God Bless the Child was part of the soundtrack on Steven Spielberg's film Schindler's List in 1993. Jazz was banned under the Nazis, and the scene emphasized Schindler's renunciation of the regime. And even The Simpsons slipped in some reverence on their album, The Simpsons Sing the Blues, in 1990. Their version includes some tasty sax from character Bleeding Gums Murphy after Lisa Simpson demands a live band. God Bless the Child turns up at funerals and birth celebrations alike. Its title has even been used in a US education debate about the role of charter schools. Like the parable, the song has prompted many interpretations.
Well, that was lovely, Miss Lisa. Very soulful.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy.
Now let's play a little blues.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts.